Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enterprise Marketing, the Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices for marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. We're excited to have this morning, we're excited to have Laura Patterson, a proven marketing practitioner, respected consultant, data master, and the president of Vision Edge Marketing with us to discuss how we can be better marketers by transforming data into actionable insights. Welcome, Laura. Let's get started.
Hello, Helene, and to everyone. I'm very excited to be a part of this conversation. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, Laura, I know you've consulted with many companies around data, optimizing data, and I was curious, how do you think marketing organizations can approach using various types of data, structured, unstructured, to develop these actionable insights?
That's a really great question, and as I answer that question, I kind of want to give us context. So I always, we've been in Vision Edge Marketing has been doing this work going on 17 years. Time just flies. And one of the things that I think is helpful to remind people is that we really need to rethink that today's world hasn't really changed so much. Data has always been a part of marketing, all different kinds of data, both structured and unstructured. But we have so much more data today than ever before. And so I like to say, welcome to the intelligent enterprise. And so the key really is for marketers to be able to use data so they can inform strategic decisions, to be able to take that data, but whether it's structured and unstructured, because they cannot boil the ocean, and answer key questions. And that's the real point here, is being able to answer key questions to know what you need to know in order to help the business and your customers be successful. So answering questions like what market and customer opportunities provide the best growth, what products should we bring to market to which customers, what kinds of channels and touch points and offers will resonate the best and with which personas, and at what point in the customer buying journey. And what is and isn't working in what we execute in marketing. So that's really how they need to approach it, from understanding what the question is and the answer they need in order to help the business be more successful.
Great. Well, can you give us some examples, Laura, of companies' experiences where you've worked with companies that they've done this and executed this really well?
Well, I'm not going to speak specifically to customer names, but here's the thing that I think that's important. It's the companies who are doing this really well are investing in a couple of key things. First of all, they're investing in skills, helping marketers develop stronger data and analytical skills. They're investing in tools, and specifically tools to analyze data and to visualize data. And they're investing in building models. So you can tell a company and whether they're good at what at using data if they are beginning to create models like segmentation models and persona models and buying process models, opportunity scoring models, attribution and mix models, and propensity to purchase models and customer defection models. And I realize that's a lot of models that I just rattled off, but if you're a company that's got those kinds, that kind of model library, you're further along in the journey than companies who don't have that model library. And so that's an example of a company who's doing well, when they can say, yeah, we've built this model library and we know how to use the data and analytics to create these models and to also then visualize the data. And then the next thing that they do really well is once they have the data and they can make the actionable insights from that data, they can discern those patterns, they can also begin to use the data and tell a story from it, a story that will be compelling and relevant to the decision makers in the company and help them make a decision. And that it kind of goes back to what I said earlier.
Excellent. Laura, where do you think organizations miss when they try to use this wide range of data that we know is available to us?
That's a good question, Helene. So they miss frequently in terms of their of crunching data, but if the data isn't able to be synthesized into a story, it isn't actionable, and they miss when they can't make the data be relevant to the C-suite. And it being able to bring a bunch of data to the table, but not being able to apply it to a business problem, so showing business acumen. So those are kind of the three key misses we see frequently occurring. So it isn't that they haven't been able to look at a bunch of data, whether that's their Google Analytics or their website traffic data or their website action data or their email open and click-through rates data. They can look at a lot of data and they can put it on the table, but being able to tell a story from it, be able to make it relevant to the C-suite, tie it back to things that matter to the business, and show that they're exercising business acumen. So it's about relevancy, it's about credibility, it's about business acumen, I think are the three key things.
Great. Well, are there any other tips, Laura, you'd like to wrap up with today that marketers can key into as they address this issue?
I think that's, and thanks for asking. So, Helene, that's a great question also because you can't do it all and you can't do it all right away. But if your influence and credibility are relevant to, and relevance is important to you, so if those things matter to you as a marketer, then first things first, that's the most important thing to do. So, develop a sort of an evidence-based culture. You know, it really does start with culture. If you don't have an evidence-based culture, you know, data isn't really going to be all that relevant. Get the skills in place for your team because you can't do this job well if you don't have the analytical and data skills. And then figure out how to work with your data analysts, whether that's inside or outside your organization. And you might need to even know what kind of data you have and then get clarity around the kind of business questions you need to answer. So those are, I think, are the beginning points.
Excellent. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Much appreciated, and I'm sure we'll see you on a future podcast.
Thank you for having me. I hope it's helpful.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.